Seabrook Casino 24,000 square foot expansion approved. The Brook in Seabrook is planning a 24,000 square foot expansion and renovation to maintain its position as America's largest charity casino. This week, the Seabrook Planning Board unanimously approved the proposal submitted by RMHNH, LLC, the Las Vegas-based owner of the charitable gaming venue on Route 107. During the meeting, Andre Carrier, CEO of the Brook, urged the board for immediate approval so that it could set about ordering construction materials ahead of expected price rises. Increased gaming, dining, and retail. The expansion plans include an 18,000 square foot addition to the casino's front area, which will increase gambling space. Enhancements will also be made to the reception area, dining services, including a new restaurant and a small retail shop. A mid-century modern redesign will update the building's exterior. The upgrades will complement the Brook's existing amenities, which include 600 gaming machines, table games, a 10-table poker room, a sportsbook, and 7 bars and restaurants. The project also introduces outdoor features such as fire pits and a special events area with tented accommodations. Improvements to the grounds include enhanced drainage systems, regraded terrain to manage stormwater runoff, and reconfigured parking lots with complete renovations. Carrier also said that there will be more handicapped parking spaces and ramp installations to meet Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, requirements. An additional 6,000 square feet will be added to the facility's back end, providing expanded employee areas. The new space will include a larger loading dock, extra offices, storage rooms, locker facilities, and restrooms. Carrier explained that the company's workforce has grown 65 to 550 employees in recent years, making these expansions necessary. A part of the local gambling landscape. Originally opened in 1973, the Seabrook Greyhound Park operated as a live dog racing track until 2008 when New Hampshire banned greyhound racing. The venue continued offering simulcast horse race betting and charity gaming under its previous ownership until Eureka and Carrier revitalized it. Since the rebranding to the Brook, the casino has generated approximately $20 million for local charities. New Hampshire law mandates that 35% of charity gaming revenues, after prize payouts, be donated to charitable causes. While the Brook was once among the few charity casinos in New Hampshire, the state has seen an increase in such venues, with more proposals under review in towns like Salem and Hampton.